WFSRN News, I'm John Scott. House Republicans have approved their budget framework by a narrow vote of 216 to 214.
Speaker Mike Johnson had to work into the night to satisfy Republican holdouts who had refused to advance trillions of dollars in tax breaks without deeper spending cuts.
We want to find real savings. We have an obligation to do that.
Johnson says essential programs like Medicaid will be protected. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats will push back.
Every day, every week.
Central to the budget framework is the Republican effort to preserve the tax breaks approved in 2017 during Donald Trump's first term, while potentially adding the new ones he promised during the 2024 campaign. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The result was a turnaround for Speaker Mike Johnson after abruptly postponing Wednesday's vote. Johnson worked into the night to satisfy conservative lawmakers who refused to support the plan. He and Senate Majority Leader John Thune assured conservatives they were on track seeking at least $1.5 trillion in cuts. Also at SRNNews.com, the Justice Department has moved to drop a criminal case against the alleged East Coast leader of the MS-13 gang, less than a month after he was charged, saying they plan to deport him instead. President Trump's Treasury Secretary says there's nothing unusual about recent stock market volatility. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Commenting on Thursday's market drop after Wednesday's rally, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tried to project confidence about the wild swings on Wall Street.
The up 2, down 1 is not a bad ratio, or up 10, down 5.
Bessent predicted there would be great certainty after 90 days of negotiating new trade deals, and the president declared the country is in good shape. Greg Clugston, the White House.
This is SRN News. Is a quiet revival underway in the United Kingdom?
Well, something is going on. According to a new YouGov poll, church attendance in the UK is ticking up. 12% of British adults say they went to worship at least once a month. And while that's not very impressive, it's a sharp increase from 8% back in 2018. The survey also reveals that the revival, such as it is being led by young men. In 2018, just 4% of English males ages 18 to 24 went to church. Now 20% do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Passover celebrations this year will again occur amid anxieties among many Jews related to the unresolved Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza and the specter of widespread anti-Semitism. Passover is a major Jewish holiday. It's celebrated over 7 or 8 days each year. It begins at sunset on Saturday and enters after nightfall on April 20th. This is SRN News. Some disappointing news for President Trump and Senate Republicans from former New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. Bob Agnew reports.
Sununu has announced he will not run for the seat of Democrat Senator Jean Shaheen, who announced earlier this month she will not be seeking re-election next year. Republicans, including the president, had seen Sununu as the perfect candidate to flip the seat from blue to red. Still, the National Republican Senatorial Committee says it remains optimistic. Its own poll earlier this month showed Republicans with a one-point advantage on the state's generic ballot and leading Democrats by a margin of 92 to 87% when it comes to voter enthusiasm. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Vermont firm recalling more than 1,700 pounds of butter because it may be contaminated with coliform. That's a type of bacteria found in fecal matter. Agrimark Incorporated of Waitsville, Vermont, recalled Cabot Creamery 8-ounce premium butter. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.